Yeah, absolutely. You're out there with a bunch of new guys. You know, we're actually communicating really well across the board, and I think we did good today, but we need to improve on a lot of stuff for
what's
tomorrow.
What's been like? You come in, your name's in the locker, you got the uniform, you got the helmet. What's it been like for you?
It's been a really good experience, you know, just being coached little by the vets while they're here, while we had them until they left, and, you know, just getting coached kind of different techniques. It's been really good and a new experience and a new kind of defense.
Kind of a dream come true, though, when you see the hat, you see the jersey, the locker, all that when you walk in?
Yeah, absolutely. I walked in here, you know, all the vets are looking at you and stuff like that, but at the end of the day, I'm just happy to be here, happy to be on the team and be able to play the game of football.
How has joining Daquan here helped you maybe adjust a little bit to, I don't know, Nashville, the locker room, whatever?
Yeah, man, he's like my big brother, you know, and he's definitely helped me a lot. Once he was actually there when I got drafted, so it was kind of cool. He came to Jersey with me, and it was just definitely a good experience. It definitely helped me ease into this a lot quicker. And yeah.
What's the whirlwind like of coming in, having all this stuff to learn, and then hitting the field today and having to perform to some degree?
You know, those, like I said before, like the vets definitely helped us a lot, and you know, it's just all about yourself getting into the playbook and writing stuff down, trying to get into muscle memory, kind of going over mental reps in your head. It's just kind of all on you. You're your own man now, and you got to do what you got to do to learn the plays.
Your college coach came from Vanderbilt, obviously knows this area well. Yeah. Has James Franklin given you any advice about Music City?
Not much, no. Not really. I mean, I saw one of my coaches out there, running back coach, Coach Huff. I saw him out there today, so pretty good to see him. But no, Coach Franklin hasn't really given me a lot on about Nashville yet, at least.
So. Well, your thoughts on Coach Shoup? I mean, he's a guy that's now at Knoxville. We all know him. A lot of guys at Penn State like that coach. Is he one of your favorites?
Yeah, that's my man. Coach Shoup is amazing. One of the most experienced defensive coordinators I've had, probably besides Coach LeBeau. And, you know, while I was at college, Coach Shoup was amazing. And, I mean, I talked to him every once in a while. Texted me when I got drafted here, and you know, he said he's only a couple hours away, but he definitely come down and show me around and do all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
There's been a lot of talk about how they want to make this a physical team, a more smash mouth football team. Is there any pressure on a guy like you in the trenches to add to that?
No, I like that. I like it a lot. You know, it's what I'm used to. I'm used to taking off, using my hands, from helmet on helmet, helmet under the chin, and just going and playing football.
Coach Markey said he had to get a couple of you guys, he didn't name names, but he had to get you to slow down and walk through this morning. You weren't one of those guys, were you?
Maybe. Maybe, but, you know, it's just trying to play football. You know, it's kind of one of those things where it's hard to slow down. Your first time out there, and you just want to get into it. You know, we're all competitive. We're all here to play football, and it's kind of one of those things. It's hard to slow down, hard to do, but, yeah.
How anxious are you to get back out on the Daquan?
That was kind of one of the things that we talked about. It was like, yo, can you imagine we went to play for the same team and stuff like that, and actually coming true is amazing. Kind of, you don't see that happen very often, you know, so it's definitely can't wait to get on the field with him and play with him, because I know he's experienced, and so is Jarrell, so is Al, a lot of those guys, so can't wait to play with them and be on the field with those guys.